It's a bit of a minefield when you start thinking about subdividing your land. And here's some practical information from our local expert, Talia Bauer, from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney, to assist you with the process. Good morning, Talia, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to our listeners. Subdividing land is becoming a popular venture in Queensland. Understanding the intricacies of the process is crucial to a successful and efficient subdivision. Generally, there are three stages. The first is development application, where an owner or developer submits an application to council for the reconfiguration of a lot. This stage can take many months and is usually where the lot layout and engineering aspects are mapped and assessed. The council will issue development approval, subject to conditions, once satisfied that the proposed development meets all council requirements. An owner or developer would engage a town or urban planner to best navigate the application and approval process. Second, operational works begin after development approval has been granted by the council. Here is where the design and construction of various works take shape, such as water and sewage infrastructure, power, roads, and access points. An owner might engage an engineer to assist with this part of the process. Last is plan sealing and registration. Once all operational works have been completed, a registered surveyor would be engaged to prepare a survey plan, which is then submitted to the council for review. Upon the council being satisfied that the owner or developer has evidence compliance with the development approval conditions, the council will sign off or seal the survey plan. This is the final step in the process before the newly created lots may be registered with the titles registry, creating a separate legal title to each lot. Registration of the survey plan is best dealt with by a suitably experienced solicitor to ensure a smooth process and lodgement with the titles registry of all required documentation. Before setting out to subdivide, an owner or developer should always consult with an accountant to discuss the potential for capital gains, GST, and land tax implication of the subdivision, and a private town or urban planner to determine the costs of making a development application with council, including all relevant reports, not just the fee payable to the council. Often these costs and tax implications can run into the tens of thousands, so it is best to have them assessed up front, particularly if the development is intended for profit. Aside from cost, there are other factors that may determine or impact a property's ability or desirability for development. These include whether a property is flood affected and the presence of street trees and valuable infrastructure, such as bus stops and stormwater discharge points. I think, Debbie, our listeners know by now that seeking professional advice first is invaluable before wading into uncharted territory. The complexities of town planning are boggling, even to the most experienced, and obtaining professional guidance can help not only streamline the process and associated costs, but also to identify opportunities along the way.
That was Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney, providing us with astute advice. And as always, be prepared by listening to Talia again on the podcast on 1015fm.com.au.